One in five people in the U.S. suffer from chronic pain. For two-thirds of them, that pain continues from year to year. In Focus on Technology, a Newport lab has developed a possible solution to identifying what the body may be lacking. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. As a nurse in a detox center, Courtney Ike tries to get to the bottom of a patient's pain quickly.
We're trying to really break down and see, you know, what the cause of the pain was. And, you know, instead of just keeping to increase their methadone dose, was there something else that we could hold, you know, as a whole look at to help them?
There is, and Ike is using it. The Foundation Pain Index is a diagnostic tool that uses a urine sample to uncover the biochemical origins of pain. It was developed at Ethos Labs in Newport, where Majors Badgett is lab director.
Foundation Pain Index is the only objective, non-invasive tool that can do that. And it looks at 11 different biomarkers that span four different categories. So nerve health, chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, and neurotransmitter status. And so if anyone has a biomarker that is abnormal compared to a normal healthy patient population, then that means that it could be contributing to the pain that they're experiencing.
In one Ethos study with 17,000 chronic pain patients, 77% of them had at least one abnormality.
So when I said those four different categories, you have very common things that people would recognize, like vitamin B12, vitamin B6, glutathione, CoQ10, stuff like that, that serotonin, that you see in, you know, commercials, that you hear about in just public health discourse. And so that's really what we're looking at, to where, you know, an abnormality that indicates that you have a B6 deficiency could be directly impacting your nerve health.
So way beyond asking somebody from a scale of 0 to 10, you know, what are you?
Absolutely. The gold standard has long been just that, subjective information, you know, asking the patient, hey, how are you feeling today?
The Foundation Pain Index generates a report identifying abnormalities and makes a targeted recommendation, like taking supplements. Badgett says some patients who have suffered from pain for 30 to 40 years have 5, 6, or 7 abnormalities. Nurse Courtney Ike took a group of people scoring moderately high to high on the pain scale and worked with them.
We're seeing people with like scores of 100, decrease even into like the 50s or 40s. We were seeing significant decreases, which we would test the moderately high to high scores after they started their treatment. We would test them every month and monitor that. And we were just seeing like amazing results.
The addition of supplements doesn't mean patients can go off their pain medications, but it does help lower doses.
A lot of the people we dealt with were either indigent or, you know, low income. So we worked with the pharmacy to get them, you know, either free supplement or very low cost supplements, since those can be expensive, and just kind of monitored from them from there.
Ethos tested 30 to 40,000 patients, and most experienced less pain and could reduce their meds.
I was just talking with a doctor who indicated a patient took FPI, and for the first time in the doctor's history, the patient requested a lower dosage of their opioid. And he was just ecstatic that that was the case for that patient. And so to be able to see success stories like that through Foundation Pain Index is absolutely incredible.
Badgett says many factors go into pain. For example, a mental health condition can magnify something like fibromyalgia or lower back pain. He says it's important to use targeted approaches like the Foundation Pain Index to figure out where that pain is coming from. The test is available nationwide. Badgett says Medicare may pay for the Foundation Pain Index. It's unclear whether all private insurance companies do. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.